Dependency confusion is a software supply chain attack in which an attacker publishes malicious code to a public package registry using the same names as a company's private libraries. When developers or automated tools fetch dependencies, they may inadvertently pull the public package instead of the intended internal one, giving the attacker a foothold inside the target environment. Public package repositories are open services that host shared libraries for anyone to use, while private repositories store an organization's internal components behind access controls. Developers and automated tools usually point to a private source to ensure they retrieve trusted code. If a public package shares the same name as an internal library, build systems may mistakenly download the public version, creating an opportunity for malicious actors to inject harmful code. First, an attacker identifies the exact names of internal libraries used by a target organization. Next, the attacker publishes malicious packages with those same names to a public registry, assigning them higher version numbers than the private counterparts. When a developer or an automated build tool resolves dependencies, it sees the newer version and downloads the malicious package instead of the intended internal library. Finally, the malicious code executes within the target environment, allowing the attacker to steal data, gain privileged access, or move laterally within the network. Dependency confusion can give attackers a direct route into your software build process, allowing them to insert malicious code that steals sensitive data, captures credentials, or takes over internal systems. Even one unexpected public package can compromise continuous integration and deployment pipelines, leading to downtime, financial loss, and regulatory penalties. Beyond technical damage, these breaches undermine trust in the software supply chain and can tarnish an organization's reputation for years. Understanding these risks highlights why dependency confusion is a serious threat to every team that relies on external code libraries. In the next video, we will unpack the step-by-step mechanics of dependency confusion attacks. After that, we will examine real-world breach examples, explore methods for spotting malicious packages, and conclude with concrete practices to prevent and mitigate this threat in your development workflow.